As the Me Too movement has taken down powerful men in Washington and Hollywood, the national conversation has shifted to sexual harassment in the workplace, and it's become clear how big a problem it is. But a new study out of the University of Arizona sheds light on another lower-level kind of harassment at work, incivility. As women move up in the ranks in the workplace, they often report being the target of this kind of rudeness or incivility. Assistant Professor Allison Gabriel wanted to know who targets women with this kind of behavior, and what they found shows that women might be targeting other women most. It's what's called the Queen Bee Syndrome, and I spoke with Gabriel more about it and how she went about conducting this research.
Yeah, so the way we wanted to study this is we wanted to say, okay, let's take a step back and let's really just look at relationships amongst women and men more generally. And what we wanted to study was a particular phenomenon of incivility in the workplace and whether women report higher levels of incivility from other women or from other men. So are they the recipients of men treating them in a rude manner or women treating them in a rude manner? And we conducted three complementary studies to look at this. And in each instance, we had both men and women in the sample reporting over the last month or so how frequently they thought women were treating them in this interpersonally, you know, rude manner versus men treating them. And the men made the same evaluations. And consistently across three studies, we kept finding that women reported that, you know, over a given month at work, they were more likely to experience incivility or rude, discourteous treatment from other women than they were from men. And again, this replicated three times for us. Interestingly, men didn't really seem to be differentiating this. And so this seemed to be a phenomenon that was more affecting women than it was affecting men in our particular three studies.
Okay. And we're not talking about sexual harassment here, to be clear. This is incivility. Describe for us what exactly you mean by that.
Yeah, exactly. So compared to what we call, you know, more overt, egregious acts of, you know, sexual harassment, misconduct, when we're talking about incivility in the workplace, this is very low intensity, kind of deviant behaviors where the intent to harm is kind of ambiguous. So it's interesting to me to study incivility because this is not necessarily something you would see in, you know, an HR training when somebody onboards for a company. There are always, you know, trainings about sexual harassment and misconduct and these really extreme acts. But I don't know too much that people are talking about, you know, just this general culture of civility or incivility that might be going on in a particular organization.
Right, right. And so you found that this is more common and very common, honestly, between women, which is, I think, surprising. Why do you think that is?
We suspected, you know, and there's been research to support this, that women often compare themselves more frequently to other women because they're part of the same, you know, outgroup and organizations. And so we really think that when women are, you know, looking towards other people, they're going to see, well, what are my female counterparts doing? And another aspect of our study, we wanted to figure out, well, why might women be doing that? And we found some evidence that when women act in a way that's not consistent with gender norms, you know, what we expect women to do, other women responded to that with these signals of incivility, perhaps to say, hey, you're kind of deviating from what people expect us to do. Maybe that's problematic. Maybe, you know, that's not okay. And that's not what we should be doing, for better or for worse.
Do you think this is a result of also sort of a response by women to being already at a disadvantage because of sexism that sort of pervades the workplace?
Potentially, yeah. I think there is definitely this standard that, you know, there's kind of heightened attention being paid, you know, to women. They're already at a disadvantage. They're, you know, because of that disadvantage, there might be more sense of competition for what might be viewed as scarce resources, right? So we are going to go ahead and see what other women are doing and really monitor that quite well. You know, for men, it might be the case that because they tend to be the more dominant group socially, you know, based on gender theories, that they maybe don't feel the same competition. Or it could also be that just being competitive and being male, that's very consistent with gender norms. Whereas women, you know, we have evidence that when women acted more assertively, for instance, they were more likely to report that women were treating them in this uncivil manner. So I think there are these kind of mixed standards that, you know, we want people to speak up in organizations, but maybe when women are speaking up, you know, that's not always well received by other women in the workplace.
Almost quite a bit of a double standard there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to also talk about how this and these findings affect companies. So if people are being uncivil to each other, and particularly women to women, and it's as common as you found, what does that do to the workplace, and what does it do to the companies that are trying to maintain it?
Yeah, so there was one study actually in 2010 that tried to put a price tag on it, and they had an estimate that incivility, when employees experience that, it costs about $14,000 per employee, given that incivility more broadly has been linked to ill-being, so burnout, exhaustion, but also turnover and absenteeism. In our studies, we found that when women reported experiencing incivility from other women, that correlated with lower levels of job satisfaction and vitality, this kind of, you know, positive motivational state at work, but it also increased their turnover intentions, their likelihood of saying, yep, I kind of want to quit, I want to leave. And so again, this is not something that we view with the same light that we do other forms of, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace, but I think it this experience can compound for people over time and make them not want to be there. So there is this kind of hidden cost to what could be a pretty pervasive experience that a lot of employees can connect to and say, yeah, I've gone through that. I know what this feels like.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you think employers can do about it? What can women do about it? I mean, this seems to be a problem that affects us.
Yeah, I think there, you know, what I would love to see, and we're starting to see some work on this, are more efforts for interventions aimed at reducing incivility at workplaces. So I think just, you know, opening the floor and trying to have thoughtful, productive discussions about, you know, what does it mean to be civil towards others? What does incivility look like? What is the impact? Just opening that dialogue can be really, really helpful for people. And I think the other thing we need to do as well is just talk about, you know, expectations or what we view as being, you know, impactful and good work behavior. So, you know, we shouldn't be punishing women or treating them in a negative way just because they're speaking out and acting assertively. We view women oftentimes as having to be very warm and nurturing, and maybe acting assertively goes against that. But again, we value that. You know, that's where great ideas come from, speaking up and, you know, voicing your concerns and feeling confident about that. So I think organizations and employees can just go a long way of opening the dialogue of valuing this culture of civility, but then also saying, you know, we value ideas and opinions that come from everywhere and everyone.
All right, Dr. Allison Gabriel, thanks so much for coming on the show to explain this to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Gabriel is an assistant professor of management and organizations at the University of Arizona.